Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Welcome to Posh Peace Couch. It's another beautiful day. Today, the 4th of May, 2026. Happy bank holiday. I hope we all didn't have too much fun over the weekend because I actually had some fun over the weekend. It's holiday. A lot is going on. But how are you guys? How are you? You know, this is my favorite word, as you guys know. And when I say how are you, it's because I actually meant it's not the one you just say how are you. Like, how are you feeling today? And the reason for Posh Peace Couch is so we can actually have a safe space where we can sit with our blanket and actually talk and relate with no judgment, you know, where we can clarify how we are feeling and how we can take the step forward to have our mental checked. Because like I used to say, when you have it right in your head, then your physical body will get it right. So welcome to another episode of Posh Peace Couch. Last week, we had a very, very interesting topic. We had Sister Tope on the show, and we spoke about grief, which is a widow to warrior. So this is a lady who has lost her husband, and she used that challenge to turn her life around. She wrote this book, how she was grieving. You know, we all grieve in one way or the other. You don't actually need to lose somebody to grieve, because you can actually lose yourself. You can lose a pet, you can lose a car, you can lose a property. And this is still a good feeling. We've grieved, we're sad, So what do we do when we're going through this situation? And that's what we spoke about last week. And Esther Tokpe shared a testimony of how she had to go from this journey of losing her husband to where she is currently right now, where she's now used that grief as a tool to empower other people. So that was a very good one last week. Thanks to a listener, I saw your feedbacks. Thank you. I really appreciate. And today, we're going to, like I introduced the topic last week, for today's topic, I actually introduced last week that we're going to be speaking about individuality today. Like, who are we? Or who are you? Let me say it that way. Who am I? Who are you? Do you even know yourself? And this is what we'll be talking about today, individuality. So, as a normal custom, when we come on Posh Pit Couch every Monday, we do our first song. But before we do our first song, let me do a quick shout out to our sponsors for this week, which is Elevate BPM Solution. This is a recruitment service. It's a virtual recruitment. They recruit for everyone. If you have a company and you're struggling for staff and stuff like that, reach out to Elevate BPM. They will sort out your recruitment. They will even train your staff. And then all you need to do is cross your leg and watch Miracle. And we said, you know, we live in a digital world now. We spoke about AI 2 weeks ago, and this is what's happening right now. So we actually don't need physical people sometimes, because people are there to actually do those work for us. So to reach out to them is info@elevatebpmsolution.com, and their number is 0734198-2784. Then we have another company called Esther A Coaching. So what Esther A Coaching does is they coach you about your career. Either you're transiting from one career to another, or you're actually just fresh and you want to do so. Especially for the people in diaspora that just moved into the country, you're struggling to get your CV out there, you're trying to get a job, reach out to Esther A Coaching, and then they can do your CV properly for you, and then you're going to have a testimony. Because guys, we are here because we want to get better. So these are the things, these things that can help to make you better. So because at the end of the day, we Africans, people will tell me, I don't have problem. My only problem is money. Yes, we know. And me being a therapist, as much as I believe I need your money to survive also, so what can I give you to make this money? And these are the tools I'm giving you. So reach out to Esther, and then she can do your CV for you. She can coach you on how to take the next step. Some people are even, you're getting paid what your skills are actually more than. So she will do a scale up for you, and then you can actually get what you're actually meant to be getting. So Esther, the info for Esther is info@estheracoaching.com. info@estheracoaching.com, and the number to call is 077-191-06939. Right, and then the last but not the least sponsor that we have is Posh Pit Therapy, which is the sister of my company, Posh Pit Therapy. We're going to talk about anything and everything. Guys, reach out to me or Posh Pit bookings at poshpittherapy.co.uk or hello@poshpit.co.uk. You have my TikTok, which is Posh Pit Therapy. My Instagram is Posh Pit Therapy. So guys, let's talk and let's get forward. Right, let's do our first song. Because the title of the show today is called The Individuality, so I feel like the best song to play is this Two-Face song called Only Me. For you that you know that song, vibe it. For you that don't, listen to the lyrics, and then maybe we can build on that. So I'll play Only Me for you by Two-Face, and I'll be back in a minute.
Believe it like I don't care. Leave my life untold, nobody there. If not just me, I'll be doing anyhow. Cause nobody go there to challenge me. Nobody supernatural. Life versus spirit of the carnival. The personality, no matter at all. Individuality cannot make us dull. I sing for all y'all. Don't let anybody push you to the wall. Na community, na him make us all. Secret society, na him break us all. I don't want to be talking like a preacher at all. I don't want to the doula say I sabi pass all. I know say no be everybody sabi play ball. But I rise a compatriot if not you be a call. So make you just do your thing, make I do my thing. Live and let living instead of to be feeling like a king. On top of nothing, stop the bragging on top of the posing. Because you know say all the vanity vanishing.
My Lord, up we are, up we want you call on my Lord. My Lord, up we no people, what we gon' make this money. My Lord, up we want you call on my Lord. My Lord, up we no people, what we gon' make this money.
I said, who get here, make them hear. No go tell anybody, say you see me for here. It's not only me, you know, say I know go the care. Just like everybody, I wish life is fair. Only me, there will be no one here for me to dare. Nobody to follow me, scatter money in the air. No one to lean on in times of despair. Too much of everything, but no one to share it with. It will be only me going to the cinema. No girlfriend to the tell once in a while, say free me, ma. But now I got Funke and no one Chidera. Plus I'm not the only Superman in the area. Make you just do your thing, make I do my thing. Live a like living instead of to be feel like a king. On top of nothing, stop the bragging, on top the posing. Because you know say on a vanity vanishing. Hey,
my Lord, up we on my way, won't you follow my Lord? My Lord, up we no people, what we gon' make this money.
Nobody go hear my story. Nobody complaining. Untold, not just me. That's why we need love and unity. So I sing, say, my Lord, we are more, we want to follow my Lord. My Lord, we know people who are we go make this money.
My Lord, we are more, we want to follow my Lord.
Say not just me. That's deep. Guys, let me ask that question. Do you actually think you as a person, you can live by yourself, do everything for yourself, and be happy all by yourself? Because I feel like this is actually the existence of human. Yes, we are meant to to live together as a man and a woman, cohabitate, whatever it is called. But who are you as a person? Do you know yourself? Have you actually sat down and think, can I actually stand me? If there's another person that's like me, can that person be my best friend? I mean, a lot of people will answer that question. They will jump in the question and say yes. Or some people might say no. But this is actually a reflective question, like, who are you? When nobody's watching, you know, our scars are what makes us. Our past, our upbringing. And this is what we talk about in therapy. Because people don't just behave the way they are behaving, if not for what has happened in the past. Welcome to Posh Space Couch, where we have real talk, new perspective, and powerful conversation every week. Right, as a person, like my name is Sheyi Oluwasogo, Well, Poshpi is my nickname, it's my alias, my brand. But who am I? I'm Shay. Loving, caring, family-oriented man. I've made my journey away from Nigeria to the UK. I've lived in this country for almost 2 decades now. And I'm becoming somebody else because I'm growing day by day. But because I'm growing, I need to know where I'm coming from. Because if I don't know where I'm coming from, what do I know that I need to change to make me a better person? For example, I'm going to go deep into this now. There's this role for men and women. Oh, men should cut the grass. Men should do a certain thing. Women should cook. I think, as human beings, there are some basic skills of life that we all need to have. Cooking should not be gender role. As a man, you should be able to cook, you should be able to clean, you should be able to do basic things. You don't need a woman to do that. As a woman also, there's a lot of things you should learn to know how to do. I know a lot of women that can do DIY. You know, I know some certain things that might be powerful for a woman to do. Yes, we can understand that. But some basic things that you can actually do. Some, in fact, this generation, sorry to throw shade, I've met a lot of women that say they can't cook. I don't cook. My husband will do the cooking or we eat out. Wow. But that's you now. And this is the perspective that I'm trying to give us today, that is this actually the person that you want to be? Because when you become a liability, in my own word, that liability, you're giving it to someone else. Now, if you reverse the role, would you be able to manage someone who cannot do that skill that you don't have? Yes, two people are better than one. Yes. But don't you think it will be more nice when I can drive the car and when I'm tired, I can say, okay, you two, come to the wheel and drive the car. These are as simple as the little, little things that we need to do for each other. I know a lot of people that they cannot survive without somebody else. Like they literally cannot do anything. But what is that? You know? So I'm actually... my point right now is, from basic is learning the basic skills of life. Survival skills. We all need it. That's what makes us who we are, and it's quite very, very attractive when we can do those certain things. Now, let's move up a bit. Emotional. Who are you emotionally? Do you know who you are when you're angry? Do you know who you are when you're upset? Do you know where you are when things are not going the way you want it to go? Do you know who you are when you're stressed? Do you even know you are stressed? Do you know what burnout is? And these are the things that we don't check on ourselves, and then we carry those burden onto someone else, and then it becomes a problem. Because as human, health check is very important. That is for you. When you do your health check, you know what's going on with you. And then you know if you meet someone else, if they've done the same thing that you're doing, you guys will be happy. I heard of a story of this lady or this guy that gave STI to her partner, and he doesn't even know he has STI, and that's because you're not checking yourself. And that's another topic entirely. I'm just using that as a example of individuality. From your head to your toe, you should be able to manage yourself. And then you go into your emotions. When you're angry, you should know how to manage yourself. Do you take yourself out of that situation? Do you address that thing immediately? Or do you address it later. Because we cannot be the same thing, guys. That one I can tell you for free, for real, we are not the same thing. But when it comes to management, we should know how to manage ourselves. Yes, someone else can help us to manage as us, but it is best when we actually manage right by ourselves. You know, there's quiet people. There's, you know, people that are very outspoken. At the end of the day, both of you have responsibility. It's about how you carry out that responsibility. At some point, survivor becomes your personality. And we all need our survivor skills on how to, you know, if you end up in water, you need to find a way to swim out, because sometimes you might not be someone else to help you. And that's as easy, as simple as what individuality that I'm speaking about today. So where I'm going, we're not there yet. We're still building. We're still, like, be whole. Are you healing from your past trauma? Are you doing the work? Because, guys, there's trauma. We all have it. In fact, the trauma is so deep that some trauma, we inherit them from our forefathers. Oh, they'll tell you, oh, black man are always shouting, Nigerian are very loud, blah, blah. Because this thing has actually, it was inherited. It was passed down. So now you as a person, that you know this is now you, what are you doing to change that? And by the way, when I say change, I'm not saying you should lose your identity. I'm not saying you should become who you don't want to become, but how are you managing it properly? Emotional intelligence is very important. It's very important, which unfortunately I realize a lot of people lack. Accountability is one of the points or one of the key things that makes relationship, friendship, marriages breaks. Because one person who doesn't have an accountability will not be able to actually have uncomfortable conversation. A lot of people, they have this avoidance spirit. Every time you want to address something, they run away. Every time it's happening, they run away because they don't want to have that conversation. Because especially when they know it's going to end up... Listen, at the end of the day, when you're wrong, you know you're wrong. Two wrongs cannot make right. When you're wrong, you're wrong. But admitting that you're wrong, I think is one of the hardest things for a human being. It's really hard. But guess what? You've got to do it. You've got to do it. You've got to learn how to say sorry. Sorry is one of the biggest, almost underrated word, I think. Because you will not die, oh, I promise you. When you apologize, you will not die. It just makes things better. I think that's, and this is one of the best culture in this country that I learned when I came to this country, is sorry and thank you. We don't do that much in Nigeria. I'm going to tell you, like, I don't care if you guys come for me. We actually don't do that a lot in Nigeria. Thank you and sorry is not really a thing. But here in UK, my personality learned that it goes a very long way. It goes a very long way. When you can address situation, when things are heated up, and you already know that, okay, this thing, I'm wrong. Sometimes you don't admit, or you don't even know you're wrong sometimes at that point in time. So that's fine. You let it slide. But when you reflect, which is another thing, do you actually reflect as a person? Do you reflect? So if you reflect, you then realize that, oh, I feel like I was wrong. Then you reach out to that person and then you have that conversation. And then sorry, we come from there. And then thank you. A lot of time, people do something for you, you don't even thank them. You don't thank them. Why? There's an adage in Yoruba. When you omo toba dupe ana, Ariomigba. It means a child that gives thanks for something that happened yesterday will receive another one. And that's the power of thank you. And this is down to individual. These are some certain skills that no one is going to teach you. You've got to learn them. Like, okay, when someone has done something for me, even guys, let me just give you this story. I remember sending £40 to someone in Nigeria, and he was angry with me because I sent him £40. And I'm like, is it only just £40? Okay, that money is mine, no. It's not yours. So even if I give you £1, I think I should get thanks. But the entitlement in us, which is also down to individuality, when you have an entitlement spirit, you will not know how to say thank you. You will not. So today, all I'm saying is, we need to learn who we are as a person. What is our trigger? What triggers you? We're going to go into that after the break. Like, you need to know what makes you happy. What is your favorite meal? What's your favorite color? What do you have a bucket list? What are the things that you want to achieve for yourself as a person before anybody else? Because remember, before anyone, there was you. You come first. Either as a father, mother, child, you. Without you, there'll be nothing else. So, we need to start from us. So, we're going to go on a short break. And the song for this one, again, is another Only Me. Just that this one is not from Two-Face, from Asake. So we're going to listen to Only Me from Asake. And then when we're back, we'll go into the trigger, the trauma, and the healing process of our individuality and how to focus and get it right. And I'll be back in a minute.
Automatic, go see traffic, you know I dey mind play. I'm classy, Joe. Omo, I'm classy. Oh, lebu gami, omo iyami, me then give me space. I'm classy, Joe. Omo, I'm classy. Only me, go handle all the bills, only me. I don't pay my dues, only me. Now I don't want to block you, only me, only me, only me, only me, only me. And I got my soul, only me. I like it all, Lord, only me. You only are all day, only me, only me, only me. I'm losing sleep over nobody. I go hello, taking no baggage. See my life, me a two package. If you poop, but they collect that damage. Collect that damage, you're my yummy garbage. I put the work and now so like a savage. The ones you love, but this one not take advantage. If me you're right, yeah, go safe, baby. Automatic, go see traffic, you know I demand play. I'm classy, Joe. Omo, I'm classy. Oh, level got me. Omo, he got me. Me then give me space. I'm classy, Joe. Omo, I'm classy. Only me. Go handle all the bills, only me. I don't pay my dues, only me. Now I don't want you to love you. Only me, only me, only me, only me, only me. I let down my soul, only me. I like it all, Lord, only me. You only are all day. Only me, only me, only me, only me.
We get money, money, we get money, we get money.
Welcome back. It's your favorite radio program, podcast, Shay John on Posh Bay's Couch. And this is me on the couch. Right. So far, so good. We've explored who we are. You know, we spoke about a lot of things actually already. So, right now, I want us to take a minute just to think, who am I? Let's reflect together right now. Like, who are you? Who are you becoming? What makes you happy? I heard someone said money. Yeah, money is good. But there should be more thing than that. There should be something from your inner being that actually makes you happy. There's a difference between happiness and joy, by the way. So what gives you joy? What's your pleasure? Do you know all these things? As an individual, these are the things that you should know about yourself. What makes me happy? I, as a person, one of the things that makes me happy is traveling. And I'm proud to say I've been to over 40 countries right now. It's a pleasure for me. And I work towards it because I want it. It's a me thing. It's a high thing. You need something like that also. Sometimes you need to take yourself out of everyone and just, you know, isolate yourself. It's good for your mental health when you can actually reflect and think and recuperate. What are your triggers? You know, what makes you angry? What makes you upset? I'm not being saint, but I feel like I'm in a stage in my life where I don't really have much trigger anymore because I've learned how to manage most situations. I can't remember fighting anyone in my life because that's just who I am. But not everybody's like that. But even if you feel like you need to fight someone, can you restrain yourself from doing it? Because that fight that you're going to have might land you in another, you know, place that you don't want. So do you think ahead? Can you think ahead? Do you try and do a quick assessment of what your action right now might cost tomorrow? Because there's a consequences for everything. And remember, like we said, you will carry that consequences. And it's unfortunate that some consequences actually get transferred to generations, either the kids or the, you know. Adam ate the fruit and we're here suffering. It was a high thing. Well, Eve started it. Adam ate it. And now we're here. So there are some individual choices, decisions that can even impact the people that are coming behind. And which is why we need to know who we are. We need to know the step that we are taking. You can't change some certain thing, but you can confront it. And those are the things that I jot down today. Are you self-aware? Are you self-aware? Can you read the room? Because these are basic skills, but unfortunately they are not basics. Can you read the room? Do you know if your person next to you is sad? Do you know if they are going through anything? Because when you don't, you might trigger them. Because you don't know their trigger. They don't know your trigger. But then if you know your trigger, when they trigger you, you know how to manage it. I hope that's making more sense. Because it's all about individual. You need to know what triggers you. And when you know it, you know how to manage it. And then it doesn't trigger you again. It's as simple as that. And then there's things that be like, this is me. I am this. I was born like this. Oh, you know the word that, okay, before I get some people angry, the one that gets to me, okay, that's my own trigger, is star signs. people will tell you, oh, I'm a Scorpio. Scorpio. Obviously, it's a Scorpio, but I just called it a Scorpio. I'm like, you're a Scorpio, then you're going to get by. Oh, I'm Aries. Aries are always like this. I'm a Leo. Guys, you have a bad attitude and you don't want to work on it. It's as simple as that. Your star sign does not define you. You define yourself through God. Because I think God is the only one. After God is you. Because you are God by yourself. Even the Bible says so. So, all this hiding under, this is me, this is my star sign. Sorry, I'm going to call your BS out today. It is, you are not behaving the way you behave because of your star sign. It's because you don't want to work on yourself. Yeah. I'm sorry to bust your bubble. You can be a better person. In fact, that your star sign that you think is making you do whatever, you now realize that you can even do way better without your star sign. The goodness, the good bits of that star sign will actually come together if you work on yourself. Another thing, do you know your boundaries? A lot of people, you just bring every energy into your space. This, that. You need to have your own safe space. Be safe in your own person. Be your safe space first. And then there's any energy that you think is not good for you, please chuck them in the bin. You don't need to have 1,000 friends. I, myself, here, sitting down here, I can tell you guys that I have a lot of acquaintances, but not friends. I know who I can actually call friends. I don't use that word. I don't throw that word friends around. No. You're my acquaintance. I know you. You know of me. You don't know me. Because that's two different things. Oh, I know Posh. Yes, you know of Posh. You don't actually know Shay. Because these are two different things now. There's Posh, which you might think you know. But do you actually know who Shay is? Because you've not sat down with me and we have a conversation. You've not been to my closet. You've not been to my inner circle. So how do you claim you know me? You know of me. You know? So you need to protect your own energy. You need to protect yourself. And make sure you choose yourself daily. And I'm going to use this. And guys, shout out to my mom. My mom is in the studio with me today. So I'm going to say one thing now. And I used to tell my mom this. Even as a parent, you need to choose yourself first. Because, believe me not, if you're not there, that child will still survive. One way or the other. If God wants him or her to survive. And I used to tell my mom this. Yeah, church, go and enjoy yourself. Eat the best food you can. Go on your holiday. We, your kids, will be fine. We'll be fine. And I know there's this mother instinct that wants you to do this and I need to be there for them. Guys, sometimes you let the kids fall. Even the Bible said the righteous will fall 6 times and stand 7 times. So you will stand again. Because when you when you try to protect things too much, especially human being, they become rebel. And I've been there. I've been a rebel. And I can put my hand on my chest. I've been there. And this is my mom trying to say, Sheyi, do it this way, do it that way. But we still have a choice. God gave us that one thing. Choice is very powerful. He gave us that choice. So at the end of the day, no matter how you try to protect people, some of you send money to Africa. You don't even have anything here, but you have Uncle 1, Uncle 2, Uncle 3, Uncle 4. They drain you. And you're saying, I'm doing it for them. I'm doing it for them. Bro, when you're no more alive, those people will carry on living their life. In fact, if you happen to have inheritance or will or whatever, and you put their name, they will spend your money the day that you die. do whatever they want with it. So you need to look after yourself. You come first. Know what makes you happy. You know, take yourself on holiday. Do a solo date. I'm glad finally it's becoming mainstream what people call solo dates. I've been doing solo dates for over a decade. I've been going on solo trip over a decade. But now in mainstream, people are saying, oh, I'm taking myself to a restaurant. I've been doing that over a decade ago. But thank God, I mean, people are waking up to that now. Take yourself out. Buy that clothes. Do that thing that you need to do. With sense, by the way. Because if you live for today alone, then you might not have something tomorrow. So I'm not saying go and live a reckless life and spend all your money, because you will spend it, you think you will die tomorrow, then you will not. In fact, quick story. During COVID 2020, I caught COVID, unfortunately, and I was sick. I was bad. So, well, when I was younger, back home, my first car, my mom's car, by the way, first car, well, I was driving a Mercedes. So I quite started driving a good car very young. So now coming to UK, starting my own life, then I was driving this Citroen, whatever I was driving then at that point. Then COVID happened, and I was scared I'm going to die. Because I made a lot of money during COVID, because obviously there's nothing to spend on. We all know that. So there was money in my account. So after I recovered from this sickness, guess what I did? I went to Mercedes. So I bought Mercedes. I said, in case I die tomorrow, bro, I'm still alive. I did not die. But I make that decision. It was reckless. Even when I told my mom, because life is a stage. And I feel like I wasn't in that stage to actually go that far at that time. But I did it anyway, because I'm like, with this sickness, at least I will know that, yes, I did not eat my money. Let me just spend my money by myself. So I bought this Mercedes. It was so self-fulfilling. But I thank God. Because sometimes also, it's a mindset. If you believe you'll be rich in life, you'll be rich. It's a mindset. It's about you. So I took that bold step of driving Mercedes then. And I'm proud to say I've never gone back. All my cars after that have been a better and better ones. So sometimes, out of your choice, you need to make that bold step to say, this is what I want for myself. But don't be too reckless, because I feel like I was reckless. But thank God I survived it. And I'm still alive, because I did not die. Like I said, I'm not dying anytime soon anyway. So, individuality. Are you authentic? Are you intentional? Are you living in fear or alignment? Now, I'm giving you quotes now. You know, I'm giving you quotes because I'm about to start rounding up. Are you living in fear, or you actually align with your destiny? Are you healed from that trauma? Guys, let me talk about this now. Therapy is good for you. I promise you, it's good for you. We sit down, we talk. You let it out. There's an idea that said, problem shared is half solved. If you tell it to the right person, if you share your story with the wrong person, they double that problem for you. I promise you. Oh, I can talk to my pastor. I can talk to my friend. Yes, they can help. But therapy is actually different from talking to ordinary person or your friend or your family. Because we are trained, we are equipped, we carry your burden, we empathize, we walk in your shoes with you. And there's no job, and we don't tell you what to do. And that's what people come to me like, Shey, what should I do? Posh, what should I do? I don't tell you what to do. I trigger it for you. You will do what you want to do. All I need to do is guide you. That's what therapy does. We guide. Because when you make a decision by yourself, an intentional decision that you like cautiously, even when that decision does not go right, it's not a right decision, you're not too sad. than when someone made a decision for you. Should I repeat that? When you make a conscious decision by yourself, if that decision goes wrong, you feel better than when someone makes a decision for you and that decision goes wrong. So, in therapy, we'll help you to actually make your own decision. So, when it's wrong, we're still there to tailor it back to the right place. And if it's right, we're there to give you your flowers. Basically, that's what it is. So there's hidden trauma that we all need to heal from. We all carry burden. You know, you've been hurt. That man has broken your heart. That woman has cheated the end on you. You know, someone ran with my money also in the past. And these little things will come together. And then you meet the right next person is a trigger. Oh, I don't trust this person. Have you actually spoke about those things? You know, sometimes I've been in a session with a couple. It was a lady that brought the husband to be to therapy, but by the third session, the problem was the lady, and we did not even know that because it was the guy. The guy was the one that, and he goes like, "You need to go to therapy. You need to go to therapy." And now, by the time I did the third session with them, we actually realized that this problem that is going on with this guy, it was from this lady. And bet me you, I promise to God, they ran away. They didn't come back. Because now we found the trigger. We know the cause of the problem. Now, believe the lady does not want to accountability. Remember? I said that when we started with the program. Accountability is very important. So, I want you to ask yourself tonight, who am I without expectation? And if this answer scares you, that's where the works begin. If you can ask yourself that question and you struggle, then we need to work. Not everyone will understand you when you become yourself. People will be like, it's too deep. Don't worry about that. They were lying. But your peace will replace the pressure. Your peace will replace the pressure. And that's the trade-off. No? Pressure for peace. I'll take that. Not peace for pressure. No? It's the other way around. So, guys, if anyone wants to talk about what we spoke about today, individuality, living in your element, it's fulfilling. I'm living it. So I'm a living testimony to that. It's self-fulfilling. You're not relying on someone. When you do things, you do it as a partnership. It's more better than when you actually rely on somebody, because people will fail you. People will fail you. Trust me. You are the one that cannot fail yourself. So with this little explanation that we spoke today, I hope you guys can go back and sit down and actually start working on yourself. Self-reflection, self-awareness, healing from your trauma, knowing your trigger, finding your peace. Yes, I feel blessed. Rats to Posh. Right. Is there anything there that you guys want to talk about today that is triggering you? I know it's been a bank holiday and people have been out doing some wild thing. So let me know. I'm going to go on my socials now and see if there's any rant that's come through. And then we're going to start rounding up this episode. Someone asked a question here. Why do so many people struggle to just be themselves? Right. Most reason why people struggle to be themselves is because they want to either live up to the expectation of others, fake their own identity to also still living a fake life because they feel like, if I do it this way, then I'll be accepted. Acceptance is one of the reasons why people actually struggle to be themselves. Have you heard of some people, they call them serial liars? They just lie for no reason, you know? Not triggered, not in fact, you don't need to say anything. They just lie naturally. Why? That's because they do not believe in themselves. So they need to live or fake it off for people that this is who I am. So they will use one lie to cover another lie, to cover another lie, to cover another lie, and it just goes on like that. Unfortunately, individuality, that's that person now. That's his new identity. Liar. You know? Uncalled for. So yeah, I hope that answers your question. People struggle to be themselves because they're trying to fit in. Right. Is there any other rant of the day on the socials? Because we're going to be rounding up, guys. And before I finish, let me quickly do a shout out back to our sponsor, BPM Elevate Solution. That's for your career. Esther A Coaching is for your CV and getting into work as soon as you can. And Poshby Therapy is for you to talk about everything and anything. So this individuality that we've done today, there will be another episode where I can have somebody that will also speak. And then we can both talk about, who are you? Then I'm going to ask them, who are you? We're going to make it like a therapy session where they can actually talk about themselves and then I'll talk about myself. And because I think if we know each other better, we're going to live a better life. Trust me. When you know who you are and you live in your element, things will be different. And matching with other people, you know, relationship will be easier to manage because we all know what relationship is out there right now today. So, on that note, guys, I think it's been a pleasure. Thank you for everyone that are tuning in every week. Thank you for people that are joining me, people that are hailing me. I see you guys on the street, like, Posh, you're doing a good work. I don't even know some people. They're like, I'm becoming a celebrity. So I really root for you guys. Like, you're rooting for me. I'm giving you back my love. I will continue to be me. I will continue to make sure Posh Space Couch is that couch where we can actually sit on and be comfortable. Where we can actually talk about everything and anything without judgment. So thank you to everyone. Thanks to the production team. Thanks to my mom that's here with me today. So, and I will see you guys next week with another topic, and God bless you.
To the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't complete. Listen to the sound from deep within. It's only beginning to find release. Oh, the time has come for my dreams to be heard. They will not be pushed aside and turned into your own, all 'cause you won't listen. You may
On the other side, that's what I thought before I took the ride. I burned my bridges so I'd never look back. But if I had known the life I was searching for was looking me right in the eye, oh, if I had known I was searching for was already my own. I realized the mountain I've been climbing is nothing but a new